Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
That she was probably like, crinkle, crinkle, crinkle. Oh.
Crinkle, crinkle, crinkle. Oh, that's a beat. Somebody call up Nikki.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And then I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I am a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That's not true.
No, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Everybody, welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. I am Melissa.
And I am not going to sing like that, but I am Mel.
Sometimes I sing. I don't sound good. The other day.
Oh, go ahead.
Wait, say what you're about to say because I want to hear.
Last night, McKinley said, how come every time you tell me to go to bed, you sing it? And I was like, oh, do I? It's probably like an internal joy that I have that I didn't realize. So I'm like, McKinley, it's time to go to bed.
That is so funny. She is asking you, why do you have so much joy that I'm going to bed? I am your joy.
Go to bed.
We sing a lot, actually, in our family in a way that's not, we're not singers. Mm-hmm. We just sing quite a bit.
Fair.
I was listening to our podcast the other day, and on whatever episode it was, I started singing, and I heard myself for the first time. I said, you should not sing. Let me tell you something. Y'all should have been told me don't sing. Don't sing aloud on this podcast.
Your husband sings all the time, and he's completely fine with it. Okay, so but
this is
too.
But this is the thing about Kev. Kev can actually find a note and like be on key with
you
the note.
You sound like such a supportive wife right now.
I actually do believe that. Kev can find a note and hold a note. He is very good for like surround sound. The problem is Kev always wants to be Beyonce. Truly, he should just be in the choir.
I have yet to hear these notes. That
Kev
he
can
holds.
Do it. Now, what you have never heard is me on a note.
You always, listen, when we were younger and we would be in the like church choir, Melissa would be like, I'm a tenor. And I used to think it was
I am
so
a tenor.
Like, you're doing so much.
I am a tenor.
You're literally an alto. Like, girl, no. Get over here with the rest of us.
No.
Melissa would be like, no, I'm a tenor.
No, I am absolutely a tenor. I am absolutely a tenor. 100% I am a tenor. That is 100% true. I feel the most comfortable singing.
I want to sing
uh-huh. Anita Baker, Toni Braxton notes.
Yeah, but that's
they're
not
deep.
No, girl, bye. Melissa, she's just always said she is. She is not.
I am a tenor.
And they used to let her little self be over there in Showed the tenor up. Section with
and
the
I
men.
Would be hit.
And
whoa.
I would be like, what is y'all? Everybody's silly. Everybody here
I am a tenor.
Silly.
I don't understand why you don't understand that.
Because you're not.
I'm absolutely 100% a tenor.
Okay, girl.
Yes. I'm an alto who can sing tenor. Thank you.
Say that then.
No,
an
but
alto
I don't...
who can sing tenor is different than
No,
I
because
might...
the altos low-key be trying just... to be sopranos.
No.
Yes, sometimes the alto notes be high. I'd be like, see, y'all are doing too much. This is why I need to stay over here in my lane. I can be a tenor that can go up to alto. I don't want to be an alto that can go to tenor.
You don't want to be. That's what you
No,
are.
Exactly. So I identify as a tenor
I'm not.
Who can sometimes
I'm
sing
out
alto.
I identify. I'm tapping out. Because this is going to become problematic. I'm done.
Yes, I started speaking to deep. I can speak. I can hit. Listen, give me a Toni Braxton song. I bet you I can hit that note.
I bet you you cannot.
What's
you're
going
to be over
songs?
Here straining your voice trying to go as deep
wait,
as Toni Braxton.
Wait, what's a Toni Braxton song that I know all the words
Unbreak
to?
My Heart. Okay.
Unbreak my
heart. Y'all heard that? Y'all heard this silliness that's happening
The
here?
Problem is I actually can't sing. But I feel like if I had a coach, if I had a coach who could be like, no, Melissa, this is what you're doing. I used to watch this white dude on YouTube. He's a vocal coach. And I used to try to understand like my voice and stuff so I could do the things, but I still can't.
No.
But I'm a tenor. Unbreak
Listen,
my heart.
There is a singer who learned how to sing. Who is it? There's a celebrity singer.
Really? I almost said something shady. It's not Jennifer Lopez.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I feel like she got lessons to learn how to sing.
She got lessons from Stevie Mackey.
To learn how to sing?
I mean, I don't know if they're just... I know singers just take lessons, so I don't know if he taught her how
I
to sing
she
or
learned.
If he's just a vocal coach. Mm.
Okay. Well, J-Lo, listen, if you're watching, girl, I love you, so I'm not saying
Have
you
seen
sing.
Her recently when she posted her wedding pictures?
Mm-mm. I got coffee in. Uh-uh.
Jennifer Lopez looks amazing. To be
absolutely,
I used to listen to Ryan Seacrest in the morning, and he would say that one of his biggest,
what?
Most.
Why were you listening to Ryan?
Because I listen to pop radio. I don't know what to tell you. I listen to the hits. I listen to the Billboard hits. Okay, that's just what I like.
So random.
He used to say that one of his most asked questions when people would meet him is Jennifer Lopez really that pretty?
And he said,
and he would like 100% absolutely.
I believe that.
Me too.
She is. That's a fine woman.
She just looks. Phenomenal.
Yes.
I don't know what I feel like maybe her ancestors somehow helped Harriet Tubman's people on the Underground Railroad.
And
so God has shown her favor.
Amen.
Because I don't understand why she looks as good as she does. Yes. And she's at least 50 or pushing 50.
How old is Jennifer Lopez?
Look at it.
54, child.
She's 54?
Mm-hmm. She looks good.
She looks amazing.
Well, yes, money helps too.
Oh, don't get it twisted.
Absolutely.
Money absolutely helps.
We're not
but
saying,
she has a beautiful
yes.
base. She has
I
a
agree.
Great foundation. The bones were already there.
Yes.
Okay, we're just, the
Wait,
foundation's there.
I remember
there.
When Beyonce did that interview with Oprah Winfrey, and Oprah was like, you're beautiful.
Oh.
Your skin is like glittering. Mm-hmm. It's like glistening. And I was like, oh, is she that?
Is she
I was
that
so
pretty?
Excited. I've never let that go because I'm like, if I ever get up close to Beyonce.
I'm going
to
be looking at her skin.
I'm going to be looking at her skin and then I'm going to snatch a single piece of her weave.
Then you have to like DNA test it so you understand what's happening.
100%. I'm
but we know who
so
does
quick.
Her hair.
Julius will not catch me.
That's yes. not true. I know I know someone who's on the team of the people that 100%. Does the team of Beyonce. 100%. I don't think she's actually done Beyonce's hair.
At this point, y'all are less than 6 degrees of separation between y'all and Beyonce, which makes me less than 6 degrees
yeah, that's true.
Of separation. So at this point, we're besties.
That's no, that's real. That's actually 100%
And we're
going
to see her on her birthday.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to start this podcast with long story short. We want to thank our sponsors.
Hey, man.
For sponsoring today's episode. You'll hear more about
Factor.
Them, Factor, later on in the episode. Okay, so we're going to start with long story short. I don't have a lot of long story short. So you can start and I can just talk about my weekend after.
Okay. I was going to say, I do want to hear about Chicago.
Yeah.
Chi-town. I am here to say that Micaiah has started school.
Yay.
And I am very, very excited. So Angel recommended the school Amar goes to. So I was really excited. And I was nervous. We were nervous. Me and Greg, did he go with me the first? I think he went with me the first day. And I was nervous. Because Makai's a toss-up. Y'all know this about her. She's a little toss-up. But she loves playing. She loves being outside. Yeah. And she loves other kids. Yeah. She just hates me, apparently. So I go there, and she's all in. There's a little playground, and she's just up the slide, down the slide, up the slide, down the slide. And every other child in there, there's probably 10 kids at this point,
mm-hmm.
all screaming.
Oh,
their heads off. Like, screaming. And I am like, she don't care about me. All the parents are still there trying to like soothe
their
them.
Kids. Yeah.
The other teachers are there trying to soothe yeah. the kids. And Makai is just like, I don't know what's wrong with y'all. I'm having a great day.
Ah, bye, Ma. See
Literally.
You later.
So I'm like trying to like inch out and she's not caring. So I just walk out of the room because, well, they're outside. But I just walk out and then I peek through the door to see like maybe she's going to like turn around.
Yeah.
And, like, see. Never turns around. Never cares. Has a great day.
That's fantastic. When How I, long has she been going?
So she only goes Monday, Wednesday, Friday. She's doing part time. So this is today is her third day. But when I came back to pick her up, the teachers were like, do you want to make her full-time? Because we love her.
Aww.
She can come every single day.
Aww.
And I was like, this is a ruse. Is it ruse?
Yes. Because this why is, she?
Why is she? She's because so she's, fake.
No, Makai actually is very sweet, though.
I was so mad. Get at this school and show your ass like you do at home. She's there having a great, and then
she knows how to act in public.
They have an app, so they send you pictures.
That's the best
throughout the day. And she's painting, she's doing all the things. She's taking naps happily when I tell her to go to bed. Y'all see what she does when I tell her to go to bed. They tell her to take a nap. She's just laying on a little cot,
having a great time,
having a good day.
Did you say it's nap time? Fantastic! Oh, can I have my blankie?
I'm like, oh, this girl. So anyway, it's great, though, because I forgot what it's like to, like, have
mm-hmm.
days to myself, daytime.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to work out. I'm going to be productive. I'm going to do work and videos and all the things. So anyway, she's been back at school, and it's been amazing. Greg took her this morning. He said that she just plays me, apparently, because I drop her off, and she doesn't look back. Greg said she grabbed his hand and wouldn't let it go. She was still having fun, but she was like,
but also
don't
stay.
Leave me.
Yeah.
So anyway, he ended up like sneaking out, but whatever. They already sent pictures and she's having a great day.
Oh, please make sure this goes into the exhibit
oh, whatever.
Of evidence.
Oh, whatever.
For
I'm gonna stop talking about my kids on this Micaiah. Podcast.
Micaiah Goolsbee. We need to ensure that her PR team and her lawyer.
Wait till she pulls the router out at the daycare. Yes, graceful ways.
No, we need to.
She's
yes.
gotta pull the router
Say
out.
Say her
it's
name,
coming.
People. Say her name.
Shut up. You're annoying.
We need to ensure that yes, the people versus Micaiah.
What?
I mean, the people versus Micaiah. I said that wrong. Micaiah
versus the people.
Yes,
or versus me.
Versus.
Well, I'm
you.
Not a lawyer, but I could take her.
No, you're because we have so much evidence right now. You would be like at this point, it might be slander because I feel like this isn't even
She's
opinion
literally
based.
My kid. I got hot. She's literally my kid. It's not slander. If she's my kid, that means I know who she is, what she does.
No, no, no. Because you're stating, like, at this point, it's kind of malicious. Like, I think she might have a case. I feel like you know the truth. I've been following all the lawyer stuff, so I understand it now.
Did you see? I posted a video of Makaya stepping on leaves.
Yes.
And a bunch of people text me or message me, like, why'd she go back for that third, you know, that last? She, like, stepped on it, yeah, walked away, and then came back to do it again. And I was like, terroristic behavior. Anybody who comes back to make sure you're dead, to make sure you're down,
listen,
to make sure you're not,
she just wanted to hear it again. To me,
that's called terroristic behavior.
No, that's a developmental milestone. She stepped on it and then said, wait, is this making a crinkly sound? Let me make sure I go back to ensure that that's what I heard. This is a developmental milestone. She should be applauded that she is
called delusion.
She is at this point of recognizing sound. She may be a producer. I'm going hard for my niece. I listened to Timbaland.
Oh.
And he was talking about, he produced, I don't know.
Okay.
I just get surf stuff.
Okay.
He was talking about, he produced the song by Ginuwine.
Pony.
Okay. That's exactly it. You know that sound in the beginning?
Uh-huh.
So he said it was an animal sound.
Oh.
And all he did was truncate it. And that became like the signature thing of that song.
People don't call him a genius the way that they should. They assigned that to Kanye really quickly. And I feel like Tim was the first genius.
Yes. He got that baby crying in that Aaliyah thing.
He's brilliant.
He is. All I'm saying is it sounds like Makaya's on that same track. Because when she stepped on, you don't know what was happening in her mind.
How did we get here?
That she was probably like, crinkle, crinkle, crinkle. Oh.
Crinkle, crinkle, crinkle. Oh, that's a beat. Somebody call up Nicki.
I'm not a genius.
Call up Cardi.
I'm not a genius in the same way that she is, so I don't hear it the way she does. So my feeble mind heard crinkle. She heard
crinkle, crinkle, crinkle.
She heard she heard something different. That's all I'm saying.
The new Pharrell out here. Call up B. She got your new track.
Listen. Don't nobody go hard for a bad child than they aunties, okay?
That's the truth. Amen.
Okay, keep going.
That's all, girl.
That's it?
That's all.
Oh, well, my long story short, yes, the crinkle bop. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all's support because the only people
the
that go hard
on is so annoying.
That's going to be on the next Kids Bop album while you play it. The only people that go harder for bad kids than their auntie is their internet aunties because they definitely don't know them.
100%.
I be on Amber Burr's. I am Amber Burr. She's married to the white dude, Ben. Anyway, she always talking about her daughter, Wild. And every chance I get, she innocent.
Hello.
I don't know what happened, but I just feel like you framed her. So she innocent.
One of the things that's happening right now is fall is just around
the
corner. And you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. And Factor, which is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Let me tell you, I got some Factor meals.
Ooh.
And every single day since eating all of the Factor meals, Greg has asked me if we have any more Factor meals. And I keep telling him, you ate them all. Why do you keep asking me if there's more if you know that you ate them all?
You ate them all.
I'm like, man, I'm hungry. You know what you should eat? The meals is in there. And I'll be like, sir.
But there's not, though, because you ate them all.
There's not anymore because you ate them. Okay? So let me... Factor, my household is all in.
Send more.
And yours should be, too. So if you're too busy with your end-of-summer goals to cook but want to make sure you're eating well, with Factor, you can skip the extra trip to the grocery store and the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up, too, while still getting the flavor and nutritional quality that you need. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. So all you have to do is heat and enjoy, then get back to crushing your goals. I think that's his favorite part, that you can just put it in you can just heat it up less than 2 minutes and he's eating. Mm-hmm. And that's all he cares about. I'm like, sir, there's so many other amazing things. And he's like, no, listen, I can eat so quick when I eat these meals. It's so quick. They're already ready. It's amazing. So level up with gourmet plus options prepared to perfection by chefs and ready to eat in record time. Treat yourself to upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini. I love broccolini. Leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus, which we love. So head to factormeals.com/GJ50.
GJ50.
And use code GJ50.
GJ50.
To get 50% off. That's code GJ50 at factormeals.com/GJ50 to get your 50% off.
Very good.
Very good.
So my long story short, I went to the guys' tour in Chicago, the Ball Brothers tour in Chicago. Chicago pulled up. The energy was amazing. It's just cool, man. You guys are going to Europe with us. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Although, okay, one thing at a time, Melissa. So Chicago was amazing. I had a really good time. We saw Lovey.
Nice.
We met Lovey's husband. Voice noted her today because I didn't realize it was her husband until today. I was like sitting in the moment doing my reel or whatever, and then it occurred to me like that was her husband.
That's my man.
Yes, and I missed when she did the introduction, so I just told her like, girl, I would have been the most obnoxious person had I realized that was your husband. You know, I'm nice, obviously, to everyone, but I just didn't. I would have been like over the top, like, oh my God, I get to meet you.
Yeah.
So I was like, the next time, tell him I owe him an obnoxious like hello. Spice pulled up, his wife AC pulled up, of course, Charisse pulled up with her friends. So it was just a really great time. But I need to tell you guys this. So on the way. This is a long story short, but also I'm gonna just transition into pop the trunk because I actually want to pop the trunk on airlines.
Amen.
The entire industry.
Amen. Okay.
The reason why is because they play in our face. You get a menu that says these are your options while you're on this flight for food. Why is that not the case?
Because when you and coach, they don't give you no menu to ask you what you want.
Okay, actually, it's worse.
Is when you in first class, but the regulars, we be in the back. We be like, you got cookies? You got Sun Chips?
I'd rather have y'all cookies.
Sun Chips and Sprite. But tell us your bougie first class story, because I'm interested.
Because next time, I'm going to tell them I want a refund and put me in coach. That's what I'm going to tell them next time, because they play in your face. You think, this is the problem. You pay first class, you think you're somebody special. And then they go and they play in your face, okay? So in the first class, they give you a menu. Okay. They say, these are your options for breakfast. So you're, yes.
Yes.
I would like the frittata, please. So I order the frittata. Okay. It comes, you guys, there is cheese whiz on top of my frittata.
Oh.
I wanted to throw the plate in the man's face.
Cheese whiz?
Cheese whiz.
Ooh.
You pay all this extra money to sit in the first class and I was the second seat, thank God. Don't pay first class money and be the first seat.
Oh.
You don't even get the privilege. You're up against the wall. You can't lean your seat back and you can't put your stuff underneath the seat. It has to go on the overhead bin.
I hate that.
It's the worst. Your seat don't hardly bend back. I told Kev the next time because Kev is all for first class, which is fine. That's put us in there. I don't care. But if I'm in the first seat, put me in comfort. Put me in comfort.
It's better.
It's better.
It's a
complete waste of time, money, experience. I don't want that. Then to get in the seat and you give me a plate of frittata with cheese whiz.
That's disgusting.
Melanie, I was so mad.
If cheese whiz would have pissed me off.
I said, and it wasn't even a frittata. It was just like a layered plate. It was spinach on the bottom, egg thing on the top of that, and cheese whiz on the top of that. Girl, I said, Kevin,
I'm so mad.
I said, when I didn't have money, I could have created something better than this. Back at home when my mom and my dad didn't have money and we had to, today is potluck, find a pot, hope you get lucky.
Hello.
I would have created something more creative and better tasting
than
this egg, spinach, cheese whiz concoction that y'all gave me that I actually paid for. No, it's included in your first class ticket because my flight was at 6 o'clock in the morning.
You got to join the bougie, Cam.
It was included. No, legit, at this point,
the money?
I really should complain. I really should, like, tell the people. This other thing, when you have the dinner menu, everything on the dinner menu sucks as well. It's really, it's truly a waste of money. The only thing I ever get is the meatballs.
Oh, the meatballs are good.
Except they give me heartburn because they're in the red sauce. So then I end up having heartburn for a day and a half. I never eat the salad. I only eat the croutons.
Oh, I eat the salad too.
And I'm always afraid I'm gonna get drunk on the plane because they always do you want a free flight, a pre-flight beverage?
Yes. Because everything tastes better when you're drunk.
Girl, no, I don't want that. Give me this water.
You
get out of my face,
and then everything will taste great.
No, I feel like I'm gonna get motion sickness. I can't imagine being drunk or tipsy in the air. I feel like I'm gonna be sick.
Have you never been drunk on a plane?
No, you have.
Yes.
What kind? I feel like I would be throwing up.
What?
I feel like I would be throw. You know, I get motion sickness quick.
Why are you not getting drunk on planes?
I feel like I would throw up.
Headed to vacation. The whole point is to be drunk before you get there.
No, I'm a throw
what
up. That
life
is
are
miserable.
You living?
When have you been drunk on an airplane?
Every single time I go on vacation, except this last one with y'all, and I should have been.
Wait, when's the last time?
Well, I lost my job that one time, but before that, when I was going on vacations regularly, me and Greg get drunk on the plane.
Oh, I can't. I'm scared I'm gonna throw up.
Oh,
I'm gonna get sick.
No, it's
y'all
great.
Y'all drink the free drinks on the plane?
Wait, free? They're always cost money. We're not in first class.
Oh, y'all may as well upgrade if you're going to get drunk. At least then it's included.
We have to pay for ours. We're in the back of the plane.
Y'all may as well upgrade if you're going to drink all that.
45Z.
If you're going to get drunk on an airplane, you need to.
No, it's the best. So that when you get there, you're already ready to turn up.
That means you have to register, check in, and ride to the resort or wherever,
you're
the hotel.
Just wiggling because you got to pee. You're filling out your stuff all messy.
I would throw up.
Here's my card that I'm a U.S. citizen. Sorry if you can't read it. Let me in.
I cannot.
I'm ready to be drunk.
I cannot.
I don't know what's happening.
I feel like maybe because I started drinking. You know, I get car sick so easy.
You do.
I get car sick so, you guys don't understand, that my life is very complicated. I get car sick so easy. The thought is making me dizzy. The thought of being drunk.
Okay, listen, because somebody just said you got to pop an edible on the plane. I have a question. You see, Cam is already knowing. When we go to Europe, are you going to take an edible before we go?
No.
You're going to go to sleep. It's great.
No. How long is the flight? 10, 12 hours? Melanie, the thought. I'm sick thinking about it.
Oh my gosh.
I am sick thinking about it.
I had an edible before I went to Singapore. I woke up and we were there. It was great. I don't remember anything about that flight. I remember being amazing.
Are you serious?
Amazing.
But you don't feel like you're like, what if you're out of your mind?
I'm getting some edibles for y'all.
But what if, first of all, that's the fastest way to go to jail. Bring weed on an international flight.
It's such a rush.
We're going to make the news, all right? It's going to be for a different experience.
You're like, oh my God, is that the dog? Is it going to get me?
It's great.
Is that a dog? Is it going to get me? It's sending me. I would cry. You have a story? Oh, fantastic. I would lose it. No, me high. You would be excited. I would be like, we're going to go to jail. Can you smell it on my breath?
Oh, my God. We're going to go to jail.
Mr. Officer, I didn't mean it. I thought it was a gummy bear. And then they told me afterward it had weed in it. Can you smell it? Am I going to go to jail?
Oh, no.
We're doing this. Gin and Juice takes Europe. We're coming back with the story. I'm gonna get. You know, Melissa loves gummy bears.
I do love gummy bears.
I'm gonna buy her some.
Oh my God, I would be. We're going to jail because I'm gonna tell on the way to the every.
If you snitch on me,
no, I'm snitching because I'm gonna be nervous.
They're gonna be so mad.
They're going to literally be like, "It's her." Go to her.
If you snitch on me,
sweating, Botox under my arms, gone.
It's gonna be tequila and gin. Because no more juice.
This sounds like a horrible experience. Tequila and weed. I would die. I will die.
So dramatic.
No, I will die. I will die
because I can't do tequila already. Then you add weed, I'm going to be outside of my mind.
You're going to be asleep.
I don't understand why you think you're asleep. When people are high, they don't be like...
We can get the... There. First of all, it's legal in California, and you can go get specific strains. So we will get you a strain that makes you sleepy, not that's going to make you have
a great time. Why can't
I
just have melatonin?
See,
but that's legal,
and so is weed.
Not in Europe. No, because no.
It's fine. You don't have to fly back on it.
Let me tell you why. Because the day that we do it, they're going to start a breathalyzer test at the airport.
Breathalyzer test.
Yeah, they're going to give us
weed.
Of weed. So they're going to give us a breathalyzer test, and then they're going to be like, "Are you high? You can't get on this plane." That wasn't the rules. Yes, it is the rule today, right now, at this moment.
Well,
and so you're going to jail.
Not how that works, but it's fine.
You're
I'm
going to jail
give
right
you
now.
Some gummy bears. It's going to be fine. They're going to be the kind that makes you sleepy. You're going to get on the plane and be like, oh my gosh, that was the best sleep ever. And I'm going to be like, wasn't it?
No, I'm definitely going to act high. You guys don't understand.
You're going to act high.
Oh no. The thing about it is I don't know how to act. So I'm going to be
you're
like.
You're going to be asleep. Melissa, I want you to understand.
Are we high?
They have
Do
weed
you feel
that
high?
Makes you.
Because I feel high. Is everybody high?
Do y'all hate her as much as I hate her? Because I hate her.
Is everybody high? Is everybody high? We are high. We are high. Ooh.
What is happening? What's the next part of this podcast? Why do we do this show? What's happening here?
They're going to be like, girl. That's what I'm going to say. Dude, ain't no way in the world she's this high.
She's
let her through.
Literally not high. She's obviously fine.
She's obviously fine. There's no way you're high, girl. There's no way. I'm going to be like, no, I am high. Can you see it in my eyes?
I can't. Can you see it in my eyes?
Look at my eyes very close.
Well, I'll report back on this one. It's just going to be me, Greg, and Kev. Hi. Melissa's going to be wide awake. The rest
you
of
can,
us
You
are
can
be
give
great.
Me, what's the pills that they give you when it's... when you're doing like a thing and they give you the real pills, but then they have the fake ones?
Placebo?
You could give me a placebo.
That's exactly.
A placebo high.
And yes.
A placebo
and
edible.
You're going to be.
And I'm going to be the highest.
Absolutely.
Of all the people that are high.
Because you're annoying.
That's a great mukbang idea. We all take edibles. Mukbang. Oh,
that's hysterical. All right, next.
What
are we doing? Oh, I did my pop the trunk.
Oh, okay. Well, then let's go to Black Twitter trends.
Okay, great. I don't have any. Oh, I did want to ask that. What is your travel candy of choice?
I don't have one.
Really? What do you normally, what's your snack when you travel?
I don't have one.
Because you drink weed.
Because I drink weed. That's it. That's exactly what's happening. I'm over here drinking weed.
You're drinking the
and
weed.
That's my snack of
that's
choice.
That's why. So you don't have no snack?
No, it depends on the day.
Really?
I don't have a consistent thing that I need to have or want to have when I travel.
Whatever, I'm like, oh shoot, I need snacks.
Yeah, and whatever's in the little shopette.
I get gummy bears almost every time I get on a plane.
I know.
I mean, every single time I am packing a suitcase, I am grabbing a bag of gummy bears consistently.
Oh, no.
Every time. Lately, I just posted this that I got on the Nerf candies. I mean, the Nerf candies.
Yeah.
Them jokers are addictive. I don't know what they put in them. I'm thoroughly actually convinced that it's some type of crack cocaine. They are so addictive, but they give me the worst heartburn.
Everything gives you heartburn, and you just continue to take it.
Because I still have to live.
Without those.
No, because I'm addicted.
Okay.
That's why. Everything does give me heartburn. At this point in my life, most things give me heartburn. It's on rare occasion that I have
that
a day that
don't.
I don't have heartburn.
That's
I get heartburn when I don't eat. I'm not
lying. You get heartburn when you eat? You get heartburn when you don't eat?
No.
Melissa doesn't take anything.
No, I don't take anything. I don't take medicine that much. No. I went to
she
the doctor today, though.
Advil or Aleve for migraines. She doesn't take ibuprofen for pain. She takes no. And actually, I typically don't.
But lately in these years of my life, when I'm in pain, I'm like, wait, you mean to tell me there's something that exists that can make me not be in pain? And I have such bad migraines at this point. Mm-hmm. I got migraine Aleve, and it's been incredible. I'd be like, yeah, because like the lights.
Oh,
hurt
yeah.
My
That's
eyes,
a real migraine.
My head. Like, it feels like I can't do anything. And then I discovered these headache pills, and they've changed my life.
Actually, if you're having migraines like that, that's a real migraine. When you're sensitive to light, that's a real migraine. You
worst.
Probably should take medicine for that. Yeah. I don't have nothing that I'm that in pain, though.
What?
Like, I don't feel like I have anything that's so in pain that I can't take it.
That's the problem.
Yeah. I have a high pain tolerance.
I
do have a pain.
I agree with that. But that's the problem of, like, it's not so bad. Meanwhile, you're, like, suffering, and you're like, but I can take it, instead of being like,
for sure,
I should just take something that can help me get through this.
No. We persevere.
Amen. Well, that's your business.
All right, next.
I just want to call out that Keke Palmer apparently is back with her baby daddy.
I saw that!
And I started to say, let me tell you why I'm mad. Because last week, I started to say, after saying, like, wherever he pitched the tent, we gonna have the circus.
Yes.
I believe in showing out. I believe in showing your ass. I also believe in, I love when people go back to their old crazy man.
I thought that was so interesting.
I mean, like, I'm not in your business, and this is why you should stay out of grown folks' business.
No, 100%.
I want to talk trash and then watch you go back and be like, well, my bad. I should have shut up. That's my favorite. Let me shut up, because that's your man.
They called
and you
it the...
And I don't know the ins and outs of your relationship. I don't know what happened. I don't know if he apologized. What... I don't know what happened before, during, or after that incident. I only know what y'all put on the internet. I appreciate y'all for letting me kiki. And now... he gonna kiki.
That's what I think. Morgan said, I don't think they ever broke up. I'm starting to think it was all a publicity stunt.
And I love that. I love that.
If it was a publicity, I literally, bravo. Like, truly standing ovation.
Yes.
Bravo. We were all bought in. You got out of it the video. Congratulations.
100%.
You duped the entire internet.
It could have been. I love that so much for you. If as long as he's not like crazy, right? But if he just like pissed you off and then you told everybody and we got mad and we're like, rah, rah, we hate him. And then you're like, I just cannot love him. That's your business.
I hate it. I have a hate-love relationship for it, unless it was a publicity stunt. Because to be honest, at the end of the video with Usher, I thought, you know how it started kind of low?
Yeah.
I thought when they pulled out, he was going to be next to her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I was going to be all in, okay? I was like completely like, yes, you guys did the things. But then he wasn't. And so then when they ended up being together, I was like, I'm confusion by this.
Yeah, but then she posted them birthday photos, and his birthday is tattooed like underneath her ass. And I was like, oh, that's her man. That's her man.
Why would she tattoo his birthday?
I don't know, but it's underneath her cheek. That's your man. You're not just out here well, I hope you're not. If you are, you should not.
How long have they been together? It is such a thing to, like, tattoo something on yourself.
100%.
And to tattoo...
She love him.
His birthday? I mean, at least it's not on, like, her arm or her shoulder, but his birthday?
That's her business. That's why I love it.
And then what's the significance of the booty?
What?
You said it's on the booty?
It's underneath her booty cheek. But what you mean? What's the significance? It's her butt cheek.
That's
he gonna
weird.
Be looking at, I'm sure.
That's strange.
That is.
Congratulations to you, Keke.
Kiki. I love it. You like it, I love it.
That's exactly how I feel.
Thanks for letting us kiki about the relationship.
Ciao.
And now go live your happy life. Amen. As long as he makes you happy, that's your business.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I love it.
If that makes you happy, Keke Palmer, I'm happy for you, girl. Just go, y'all be happy
and
together.
The next time he act a fool, do it again. Put it on the internet. Let us be mad.
But how many times before we like, girl, y'all deserve each other. We are out of it. I heard them call the people the internet laws. The internet in-laws or something like that.
That's great.
I was like, that's so funny.
I love that. I'm all for it. My voice is...
Mine is gone too. I really think I have long COVID symptoms.
That's unfortunate.
I told the doctor today when I went to go visit.
What did they say?
She just kind of looked at me like, well... It Welcome. Could be.
You're probably not the first person she's
seen
with
you
it.
You seem fine. Yeah, right.
I saw this that we can... Y'all hear my voice?
Yeah, it's gone. You need tea.
I had some this morning.
With honey and lemon?
Yes, Greg made it. I saw something that on Twitter that said, what helped you grow? Like, what's a thing that helped you grow the most in your life? And I was curious if you had an answer.
Moving from Washington State.
Really?
Absolutely. 100%.
In what ways?
I feel like it was the first time I had to do like literally everything on my own. In Washington, there's a baseline, or was a baseline, because we moved there with our parents.
Uh-huh.
Once we moved here, we didn't have friends. We didn't have a place to stay. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a church home. We didn't have direction. We didn't have a job. We didn't have anything. Everything was like starting from scratch.
Yeah.
And I feel like it allowed, both professionally and on a personal level, the most growth occurred for me in leaving Washington.
Interesting.
It's part of the reason we were talking to the boys last night, because obviously Isaiah's senior this year, and I was telling them, like, I want them to move for college, because I was like, you still have the safety net of us.
Yep, yep.
But you're able to, like, go out and do the things. And so, of course, Isaiah's like, I'm not trying to move. I'm trying to go up to college up the street.
Yeah.
And so he was like, but I still want to get my own place. And I was like, well, your mom only has two options. You either move away and we're here as a safety net to help you, or you stay here and you live in your room.
Oh, you're not going to allow him to stay in an apartment locally?
No.
It is expensive.
And also, you have friends and distractions here. Get your butt in that room so I can make sure you go to class.
So in order for him to live by himself, he has to find his own way to do that?
No, we still going to be here, but you need to just stay in the room. You either leave and you could be on your own, or you stay in this house.
As long as he's in Los Angeles, that's the case? Like, what if he moved to, like, San Diego?
Okay, he could do that. But he's not going to. We know the school he want to go to. It's a mile up the street. Literally, Kev was like, what is wrong with you? I said, I know, but you guys know me. I only have two options. Okay, so I'm either shopping at Target or I'm buying something at Neiman Marcus.
Hello?
There's generally no in between with me.
No,
that's Macy's. That's just it. I either look like this,
right,
or I'm fully glam.
Yeah,
there is no in between. So you either live in my house or please go explore your life.
Does the college up the street have on campus living,
yes,
though?
Yeah.
What if he wanted to do that?
He does want to.
That's not a good. Okay.
No.
All right.
He yeah,
and it's yeah. nice. It's a nice room.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
it's probably not going to happen. I'm just telling you guys, this is a conversation we had last night. Like, literally last night. I was like, I'm so sorry, but you only have two options. You're either staying here or you're leaving.
Well, child.
Out of state. You're going to an HBCU.
Remember this, because when Joe leaves, you're going to be sad.
No, I'm moving to Greensboro.
See? And so now you're going to force him to be local. He's trying to not be local. He's trying to move away, and now you're going to make him be up the street from you.
No.
You're
Tab's
unfair.
Friend already has a house over there by the college. I've already talked to her about it.
You're
annoyed.
It's
already set up.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, mine was, I feel like the thing that has helped me grow, because I went off to college, so I feel like I got that early,
mm-hmm.
and it was like a slow entry to adulthood,
mm-hmm.
versus like you guys did it as adults and it was like abrupt. But I still had like the safety net of like, this is school. And then I lived in Atlanta still. So all my school people were still kind of there. And so I had this like really slow injury. And then even moving to California, y'all were here. So it was like a lot, but it wasn't crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like getting laid off has been the thing that
really?
Is like forced me to like put on big girl panties. I didn't know I had.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the back sewing them together and then trying to put one leg in at a time. So this has been a journey.
What are you, about a year, a little over a year
since the official one, or since they told me?
No, since they told you, because I feel like the moment they tell you is real.
Yeah, so they told me in May of 22, so a little over a year.
When was your well actually, let me ask you, was it real then, or was it real once
it wasn't real until I got my severance?
Okay, got it. Okay, so what day is that? November.
I paid. Yeah, it was November 1st.
Okay, so you're coming up on a year. So how do you feel now, almost a year out?
I have always had such a understated
mm-hmm.
view of myself.
Okay.
And being at larger companies allows you to still be understated
mm-hmm.
while working for someone bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to like hide under that while still having some kind of like ego, pride mm-hmm. a little mm-hmm. bit. It was like a good mix. And this experience has forced me to try out things that have always been things I was interested in. but was always too scared to do because who am I? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so, like, this is like, girl, do or die.
Yeah.
You gotta do or die.
Yeah.
What you gonna do?
Yeah.
And so it's forcing me in a way, professionally, personally, like, all around, it's forcing me to multitask and balance in a way that I thought I was always a good multitasker and like balancer of things. Girl, no. I asked Kev a question that I probably shouldn't have asked a while ago, but I feel like he's so good at having a gazillion ideas and things going on for like what he has in his brain, and he's able to like execute them. And I'm like, ooh, girl, so week one of this month is dedicated to project A.
Yeah.
And then week two is project B.
Right.
And the fact that people are able to like switch gears like that, I'm being forced to figure it out.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just feel the pulling of growth. I feel that, and it is challenging. It also, I've been thinking about, you know, when you first either start learning how to do makeup or even hair, when you first start, like, you're gonna look silly.
Yeah.
And you just gotta kind of take it on the chin. Like, listen, while I learn to figure out how to do my eyebrows, I'm gonna go out looking real stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. And my wig gonna be lifting and it's not gonna be the same shade.
Yeah.
And that's just a part of like
the growing process.
It's a part of the process. And so in this phase, there's a lot of like, okay, listen, I'm going to be looking real crazy. The wig going to be off and I'm going to think it's down, but it's going to be sliding back for a little while. But eventually, it's when I learn to let that glue set and then I put it on there, oh, y'all ain't going to tell me nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm just in the growing phase, amen.
The wig is lifting.
My wig is lifting and sliding. But in a little while, that wig going to be set. Y'all
that was
gonna,
a great analogy.
No.
was a great analogy.
Yeah.
Okay. I love it. I agree that layoffs, they kind of force you.
You didn't feel like yours.
I would call that the second one.
Oh, okay. After the Washington thing.
The one that had the biggest impact was moving, but absolutely the second impact would be being laid off because it did force me, very similar to what you just said. It just forced me into a lot of things. Yeah. Yeah, I would say that. Mm-hmm. But it forced me into things I ain't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I actually feel like what is so interesting is your journey to this point is much shorter than my journey to my point. Mm. I feel like only here recently have I felt a rhythm and groove in what I'm doing that I feel settled and comfortable in. But I also think it's because I think... I'd be going back and forth. You know, in my head. But I think I finally settled on things don't have to look a certain way. And I think that allows me freedom. So I'm even just as an example, as recently as saying, like, I ran into these girls and they said this. I would never do that type of content on the fly because it's not like it doesn't look a certain way. And once I've given up on what an influencer is, influencer looks like, what their content looks like. I've been giving up on the niche thing a long time ago, but I've leaned into, I can do all of these things and it still can make sense because it's all of who I am. I've made the brand be my voice. I've made the brand be my personality. Mm-hmm. I've made the brand be me. So I felt bad recently because I haven't done home decor stuff, but I was like, that's because that's not what my life looks like right now. My house is actually a mess right now because we've been traveling so much. Mm-hmm. But once we settle down, I go back into that. That can still be authentically me. And I think that is only here recently.
Got it.
If that makes sense. I feel like you've been able to find with I'm Not a Lawyer and the underreported podcast, all of that, I feel like you were kind of able to like find that pocket much sooner. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but I also have you guys as a blueprint, so it's easier.
That's right? True.
Like once a path is laid, all you got to do is find your route to the beginning of it, and then you're like, oh, this is the way I go. I can go that way. Mm-hmm. So it's very much like, oh yeah, I got here, but it's because
that makes sense.
I be grabbing on y'all coattail, like which way? Left here. Great, come on, we're going left.
Yes.
So that's all the things that are happening.
The last thing I was gonna say on that is if you guys haven't watched I watched it back.
The underreported
with you.
Good?
It really is.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's hard sometimes when you are live doing stuff. Yes. That's also why I went back and listened to us. Because sometimes, you know, there's another podcast that I listen to with Mel, and I almost hate listen at this point. Yes. I always tell Mel, this, like, I don't understand why people like this podcast. I don't understand it. Like, yeah. I just don't understand. But I still listen every week. Don't ask. And so I was telling Mel.
There's a trademark lawsuit going on with it, by the way.
I know. I think they're going to win.
I'm going to do a, I'm not a lawyer, but on.
Oh, I'm super intrigued. I'm super intrigued. The other thing is that, oh, what I was going to say is, so I'm always nervous. I'm like, I don't know if people listen to us and they get it or like, I don't understand it. And so I went back and I was like, oh no, I think we are funny. I think it's a good time. I think I understand it. All of that to say, I went back to listen to the underreported that just dropped between Melanie and I with that I did with Mel.
Yeah.
And I was always nervous. I never want to do too much because I want to respect that it's Mel's podcast. You have a story to tell. But I'm also trying really hard to give real reactions.
Right.
And ask questions that I think the audience would ask or want to know. Or like if I lost a point, like let me stop and ask something clarifying. So that way if I'm lost, maybe someone else is lost and we can all catch up at the same time.
Yep.
And I actually thought it was a good, a great time.
I think so too. I rewatched it and I was like, this is, your reactions are authentic. They're relatable. I think that it made it the balance of that, and we don't have to spend a ton of time, but the balance of it of underreported that we talked a lot about and I want to strike is being respectful to the point that you made of these women and their stories while also bringing doing it in a way a lot of true crime podcasts are so like, and then she walked in the room.
Yes.
And that's just not the kind of person that I am. Mm-hmm. And it's not the way I tell stories. Like, I genuinely get caught up in these stories and then I tell them to you guys all the time. Yeah. And I wanted the podcast to reflect the way that I tell you guys stories truly.
Right.
Because it's who I am and that's the way I'm going to tell a story. Yeah. So that's what the attempt is making it feel like that, but also being respectful and making sure that the facts and the points about these stories are getting out. Mm-hmm. So it is a balance that it's a balancing act that we're trying to strike, but I think it was good. So
yeah, I do too. Agreed. I definitely did. Yeah, and Unsolved Mysteries is scary.
Yes.
First of all, the music is scary.
Yes.
But the other thing is sometimes it's heavy. Mm-hmm. And that can be a lot as well. Like, there's only so much I personally can listen to before I'm like, first of all, I feel like I'm hearing things at night.
Yeah.
And it's freaking me out.
Yep.
And so, but again, when you are caught up in a story, especially if you're listening to a podcast, sometimes I'm like, wait, what? I'll literally say that aloud. What did they say? Uh-huh. And I rewind it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure that I'm doing that to you.
Right.
Because
if
that's what I was doing when I was listening, or you're like, oh, wait, what happened? What did you say she was? Yeah. Because I thought this. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I got it. Now keep going, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, that was a plug. Y'all should listen to it. It's a great time.
Yes,
it's on audio and?
Audio and on YouTube. Underreported Podcast. You've Got Mail on YouTube is my channel.
Yeah. Okay, Mel Takes TV.
Well, speaking of what we just talked about, I want to tell you before we get into actual TV about a case, a real life case that just the verdict came in today.
Oh.
And I just want to tell it.
Okay,
because it's been intense and it's been worth the watch and the listen.
Okay, go.
So, y'all listen. There's a woman in Georgia. She's in DeKalb County, so not too far from Atlanta. Her name is Quanisha Johnson.
Okay.
And I read today that she had 4 kids. In court, they said 3. She has children.
Mm-hmm.
Her youngest, the father of her youngest daughter, got released from jail back in September of 2022. So just last year. He gets released. He has nowhere to go. She allows him to stay in her house. Also because he has nowhere to go. But also she's like, you can watch the baby. Like, it's fine. You can whatever. Mm-hmm. So he comes to stay there. In November, so it's around Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. November 26th, she works in the daytime, but she also works as a bartender, or not a bartender. She works at a club at night. November 26th, she hangs out. Her friends invite her out around 11 p.m. She goes out. Her kids are asleep. His name is Diamante. He's at home, so she hangs out. Long story short, by the her phone dies.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time she gets in the car to charge it, it's around 9 a.m. the next day because she has been out
night. She's been outside. Okay.
So she wakes up. I mean, she plugs her phone in and it's a bunch of text messages and voicemails from her aunt and from Diamante.
Okay.
So she is looking at all these messages, and while she does that, her aunts call her, and then they three-way in her baby's dad.
Okay.
Okay, so all of them are on the phone. And so they're like, we thought something happened to you, girl. Where you been? He says on the phone with the aunts, I'm gonna beat your ass when you get home. Mind you, 2 weeks prior to this happening, so this is November 26th, on November 13th, she had worked late at her job. When she came home, according to her, he body slammed her on the floor on her face.
What was he in prison for?
They never said directly, but I'll give you a little more context. Okay. So she hears this message, and so she gets off the phone with him, and she calls 911, and she says, my boyfriend is at my house. 2 weeks ago, he hit me. I'm headed home, and I would like somebody there.
I know, that's right.
When I get there.
Yes.
They say, okay. They send a woman out to, an officer out to her house.
Okay.
By the time the officer gets there, they call her, and they're like, where you at? And she's like, oh, I'm still 15 minutes away. And they're like, well, we have to go somewhere else.
Oh, no.
When you get closer,
oh, no.
Call us back.
Oh, no.
So she's like, okay, cool. She gets closer. She calls again. This is twice. Her second time. And she's like, yo, I'm closer. They told me to call back and to have somebody come out. They say, okay. She waits, waits, waits. She ends up falling asleep because she's waiting.
Oh, for that long?
Yes. She wakes back up. Still nothing. So she calls the police a third time.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, listen, I need somebody to come help me to come be at my house. They're like, okay, we'll send somebody. By this time, she also is able to look at camera. She has cameras in her house. Mm-hmm. And so she ends up triggering her alarm from her phone because she's like, that will trigger dispatch.
Oh, I see. Okay, smart, smart, smart.
She triggers the alarm. Dispatch calls her. Hey, do you need help? And she's like, yes, can you have somebody come? They're like, okay, cool. So she's waiting for somebody to come from the security. By this time, her kids are still at the house, and she knows he's mad. So she also, while waiting for dispatch, decides to like go around the area to see if she can find an officer. Flags an officer down, tells them what's happening. The officer follows her to her house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. By this time, she's at the house. Officer's there. They're like, yo, you have any weapons? She's like, there's no weapons in the house, but I have a, this is my house. He's staying with me because he got out of jail. This lease is in my name. I've been staying here.
This is mine.
She says, I have a firearm. Mm-hmm. Police tell her to put the firearm in her vehicle.
Okay.
So she is at the door. She unlocks the door. Diamante comes out. He has a baby in his hand. Cops are there. They start arguing back and forth. Her and Diamante. In front of the cops. Arguing back and forth. Eventually, I hope y'all are following. Eventually, the police say, y'all are not really listening to us. Y'all are arguing back and forth. There's no weapons in the house. He basically lives here. Y'all can go back in the house.
Together. Wait. I thought they would have to legally take someone away. This is clearly escalating as
at
a domestic.
At this point, he hasn't hit her, right? They're arguing.
Because the police is here. Do you understand? You're the barrier of entry. He gonna hit her as soon as you walk away.
And that's her point. So she says, and it's
take me with you.
It's on audio. I want to pull it up so bad. They have the Ring doorbell footage. She says to the police,
she better sue the crap out of them.
She says, now what happens?
Exactly.
If I go in there and he puts his hands on me again, if I shoot him.
Come on.
Is it self-defense? And the police on the ring says, you just better be able to articulate that. And she says, well, I can. I'm telling y'all, basically. Her dogs have run out at this point. She gets her oldest daughter. She gets the dog.
First of all, they're not even together anymore. Are they established as a couple?
She says ex, but at that point, she said boyfriend. So they were together, not together.
Yeah, situationship.
So what happens is that she brings her dogs in because they've run down the street. Police have walked off, but they haven't left.
Mm-hmm.
She goes in her car. And she gets the firearm that she put in there, and she gets a tire iron, and she goes back in her house. And less than 2 minutes later, police hear a gunshot. They're still outside of her house. They hear a gunshot. Diamante comes stumbling out of the house, and he says, she hit me with that metal thing, and then she shot me. And then she gets arrested. He dies, and she got charged with malice murder. Georgia doesn't have first, second, third degree murder. They have malice murder, and then they have manslaughter. And then she gets charged with cruelty to children because she did it in front of her kids. It was like 7 or 8 counts. Yeah. So she had trial last week. her attorney was Eva Pigford's ex-husband, Michael Sterling, uh-huh, you know, uh-huh, from Real Housewives. He's her attorney. She had two.
Wait, it's not Eva Marcel. Wasn't she on the modeling show?
Oh, yeah. Is it? Who's Pigford? Is that,
same person?
I thought her name was Eva Marcel Pigford.
I don't know. I don't know her from Real Housewives. That's why I'm confusion.
Yeah, her name is Eva Marcel Pigford.
Okay.
So he's her attorney. She ends up having trial last week. It wraps. Jury finds her not guilty of malice murder, guilty on every other charge, including voluntary manslaughter.
Wow.
Yep. So jury reads, the judge is like, Michael Sterling is like, can we have a little time before we do sentencing?
And wait. Michael Sterling's lawyer or Michael Sterling is the lawyer?
He's her lawyer.
Eva Pickford's ex-husband that she's divorcing right now is a lawyer?
Yes, he's an attorney. He was an attorney before they got married.
Chad, I just know him as her husband.
No, he's an attorney.
Shut up!
Yes. And he's her attorney.
Shut up!
So he's like, judge, can we have a little time before we sentence? And can she be let? She's been out on bond. Can she continue to be out on bond before sentencing? And the judge is, it's a black woman. Judge is like, do we need time? We could do this today. And the prosecution is like, no. The prosecution was like, don't let her out. We want her to go to jail, like whatever. And so the attorney was like, ma'am, we are going to do your sentencing on Monday morning at 8 a.m. You need to be here. And so she's like, okay, cool. So they have the sentencing this morning. I just want to play the beginning of what the judge says.
Y'all knew that was listen, y'all know I don't follow these people. Y'all know I don't know these people.
I just want y'all to listen to the beginning. You're going to hear my I'm not a lawyer, but because I did a TikTok and it's on YouTube, but just listen.
I'm not a lawyer, but this is part 4 of Georgia versus Quanisha Johnson, the sentencing. So this morning, Quanisha was sentenced. But before we get into the actual sentencing, here's a quick clip of what the judge said before giving the sentence.
And even though the jury did not hear the 911 tape of the previous domestic violence incident between Mr. Smith and another female, the court can consider that along with the police report and disturbing photographs of abuse to your minor child by the victim in this case. On the day of the incident, Ms. Johnson, I believe that you took all the necessary steps to ensure your safety after Mr. Smith had threatened to inflict bodily harm upon you. And it does not matter that you stayed out all night, or even if you stayed out for a week and leaving your children with whomever. That does not constitute that somebody would threaten you with serious bodily injury. Ms. Johnson, you called the alarm company, you called local law enforcement, not once, not twice, but 3 times. And when law enforcement arrived, they allowed you, the 2 people in this situation, to go into the home unescorted without any cooling off period, which resulted in the loss of Mr. DeMonte Smith and resulted in your conviction for voluntary manslaughter. So when considering the aggravating and mitigating circumstances of this case, the court is required to impose a sentence that is sufficient, but not greater than necessary.
So I don't know if y'all heard that, but basically the jury did not get to see some additional evidence, which was that
he was abusive.
One of his prior girlfriends had a domestic. She called the police on him because he had assaulted her. And he had also...
It sounds like she said a minor, too.
Yeah, her minor children, Quanisha's minor children. Mm. He had... there was a police report made because he had done something to those children as well. And so she says, even though the jury didn't get to see those, I did. And I can consider that when I am sentencing you. She then says, you did everything
she did
that you could have done.
She sure did.
On that day. And the police essentially failed you.
I agree.
You did what you were you could have done.
Yeah.
And so she ends up sentencing her to 20 years, but this is how it's broken up. 5 years in confinement in jail, 5 years in home confinement, and then 10 years on probation.
Got it.
And so and she's under the Georgia First Offenders Act, which is if you complete your sentence without any issues,
infractions,
this will not be on your record.
Oh, wow.
Greg had that, y'all. One day I'm going to tell y'all that story.
Don't tell Gwen and Greg want to.
But yeah, that's so she and then the her attorney says we're planning to file an appeal. Can she be out on bond until we then? File?
But what would be the appeal? What are you appealing?
I'm not sure. I also didn't get to watch the
this
the
seems
trial
the most lenient of which.
Oh my gosh. You when that judge when she first was like, we can do the sentencing today, I was like, how is she ready? Oh my gosh, what does this mean? And then today
she
I was
already
like,
ready.
She already knew what she this
already
was.
Knew. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We not
she
finna
was
do this.
Ready. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyway. Maybe. Got well, it. And but usually when I'm able to watch based on the objections that are filed, you can tell
what, the appeal's
what they're
be.
Going to base the appeal on. I just wasn't able to because it wasn't on the usual network that I watch stuff on. So it was like trying to figure out like what is the actual appeal going to be based on. But they said they plan to file one and she let her go home today instead of being refined.
Oh,
she let her go home and she was like, you can be out on bond.
That makes sense.
She has some obviously some restrictions. She can't just like be out. She has to get a job between 8 and 4 o'clock if she's going to be working. She can't be around any convicted felons.
Got it.
Her kids have to be in therapy, so stuff like that. But when somebody sent this case to me and they was like, you need to do it, whatever. And I started researching it and I was like, oh, this is wild. It made me it's not exactly the same as the NFL player, but it was like, is this self-defense or is this murder essentially? Yeah. And it's like, in his situation, they came to him and he was, you know, he left his home but ended up killing one of them. But in this situation, she really tried.
No, she tried. And
she
the thing
really
is,
tried.
Like, I do get he never had an opportunity to hit her on that day.
Right.
But she also understood once he hits me, she may not have gotten up again.
Well, and so what she says is she said that when that door closed, she went upstairs because her baby was upstairs. And she says he lunged at her.
Yeah.
And that is what prompted her to
she said, I'm ready
herself.
Because I may not have another opportunity.
You may. And at this point,
history shows.
Police, I've tried.
Not only have I tried, but history shows.
And history has shows.
I could be the one dead today.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. That's crazy.
It was quite insane. So anybody. Anyway, I put the entire recap on on my TikTok and my YouTube, but I was happy. I was like so anxious about it this morning, waiting to see what the
judge
verdict
was
going to be. I mean, not the verdict, the sentence was going to be.
So. This bothered my heart the whole time, so I want to make sure I address it because someone said, "But you be in white people's business." First of all, don't do me.
Okay? Hello.
That's first of all, don't do me. I just got in these white people's business, and I'm only in it because I just watched the show.
Yes.
And then once the show is over, guess what? I don't be in their business.
Hello.
I don't be in nobody's business is the actual reality of the situation. So don't come for me like that. Y'all not going to do me. And the only real reason I like being in the white people's business because I don't mind talking about them.
Amen. And they are a hoot.
Okay. So again, relax. Don't do
it
me.
It is a hoot. One last thing before we go. We both watched the Ultimate. Well, I watched all of the Ultimatum episodes.
I didn't. I watched Foe and the Start of Five.
The first one was wild because why that girl mushed that man, I don't know.
She should have never signed up for the show.
She shouldn't have.
She should never have. If you know your jealousy and anger combined causes you to react like that,
girl,
you don't sign up for a show like
show
that.
That's
not
the show.
That's not the show for you.
She mushed that man.
She sure did.
And then two episodes later was like, I'm pregnant.
I want an update.
Me too.
Because is y'all still together?
Well, on her Instagram, it seems like they are. And
really?
She's like, she made a funny like reel of everybody being like, where's the baby? Where's the baby? Because she ain't posted the baby at all. So people are like, where's the baby?
And I'm
so
not going to lie to you. I got questions about
it
too.
I want to see the baby.
I do too.
I want to see, to your point, that they're still, they have a 4-month-old apparently. I want to see. Oh. Not that. You should have been on that show, honey.
No, she should have never have been
on
the show.
Don't go on the show.
I'm surprised they don't make them do pregnancy tests before then, but I bet you they will now.
I know they should.
I bet you they will now.
That's a good idea. Is that legal?
I don't know why it wouldn't be. We just want to ensure you don't want to go down a path of doing this and breaking up. Wouldn't you want to know that ahead of time?
I agree.
It's for your best interest.
I agree. I'm so curious now if they can like make you take one.
I wonder. I don't know. It might be illegal, to be honest.
But it was after that it got boring. The other couples were boring.
I'm out.
I was like, girl, what? One of the girls, she kept playing the man. I'm a businesswoman. I have a business. It's the stage of life I'm in. And her dude,
the
she
ultimatum.
Was playing him as if he ain't never worked a day in his life. It just was so, I'm going to watch because I want to see what happens, but like boring. I just was not into it. Okay. And then last thing, Real Housewives of Atlanta. waited until the very last episode of the entire season to have an episode worth a damn. The whole season has been so boring. And then last night, it got
what? Good. Tell me quick, because I have to use the bathroom. I've been drinking this fake water.
So last night, Drew, they end up filing for divorce. Yep. So that comes out.
Finally.
And then her husband, before that even happened, though, her husband is such an asshole. Mm. She was working on Candy's movie. Yep. So she's coming in
late.
That
just came out. I saw it. I saw
the trailer.
Yeah.
So he starts sleeping in one of the guest rooms because he's like, you're coming home late and like you disturb me when I'm asleep.
Oh.
So he starts sleeping in the other room. She's like, okay, the movie wrapped. You ain't came back in the bed. So they go to couples therapy and he's like, this is a good step for me. This is positive. Like I'm doing, she gets what she wants. I get what I want. I feel liberated.
No, absolutely
I feel
not.
Free.
No.
I get to be Mm-mm. in my own bed. And it's like, Mm-mm. you don't like her.
Yeah, no, that's
you don't
not a good
want
thing.
It. And then she starts saying how she let some stuff slide that she shouldn't have because everybody remembers Tampa when he went gone for days and was like, I was in Tampa. Mm-hmm. You won't have a home to come back to. So he does that. So anyway, they go to therapy. And then the other thing was his cousin, Courtney, that randomly showed up this season, called her a bitch in another episode. Oh. And so she's like, how do you feel about your cousin calling me that? And he's like, people call you bees all the time. Like, and so she starts crying essentially because she's like, you're my husband. How come you don't care? And he's like, so she says, whoever I hate, basically, you should hate. And he's like, I don't hate nobody for no good reason. Like, it's got to be for a good reason. And she's like, she called me a bee. And he's like, that's not
Listen,
a good reason.
We talked about this on I can't remember the name of it, couples therapy. I want my husband to not like who I like.
Amen.
I want you to not
Amen.
Like who I and I want to be enough of a reason for that.
Amen.
I do feel that way. I do.
I you ain't 100% gonna call me do. Or my husband a bee. And either one of us still like you. That's just, we both hate you together.
Yeah,
this
I agree.
This is collective hate.
I 100% agree
I
on
don't
that.
Ride like that.
Mm-mm.
Not never.
No. Or at the very least, not you confronting.
Girl.
Can I have a word?
Girl. It's a mess. I can't wait for this reunion. But Ralph is an ass and has been for a long time. And I'm happy that they are getting divorced because Drew has her own issues. I think she a liar. I think she kissed that girl. And I don't know why she keeps telling Candy she didn't kiss that girl. Girl, you know you kissed that girl and that's okay. That's your business. I don't understand why she lied. But Ralph is more evil than her. And that is my problem. She also says that he's the one that said she's dating Ty, that ex. I don't know if she's still in the NBA, but that NBA player who's a woman.
Wait, so he's alleging that she is gay?
Yes.
Oh.
But remember in that movie, she was a lesbian in Todd and Candy's movie, too.
Got it.
So I don't know if that... She's like... He's the one who spread it that. Like, I haven't done that.
Got it. Why would he... If your husband's doing that, y'all been should have broke up.
He's an ass. But anyway.
Oof. All right. I have to use the bathroom.
Okay.
We'll see y'all next... not on Monday, because Monday is a holiday. So we'll be here on Friday.
Recording live.
At... I think I told him 11.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because we said 12. Okay, I think I said 11. All right, y'all. Bye.